We had an email from Maeve Meaney, who lives in Limerick. Maeve is very worried that all the small birds have disappeared from her back garden. The only birds left are pigeons, she says. Have these pigeons driven all her robins, wrens and starlings away? Or is there something more sinister at play? We sent Terry Flanagan and Maura Turner from the Limerick branch of Birdwatch Ireland to investigate.
Right, Terry, come on and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Right, so we're out in your back garden now. I must say, you have plenty of plants
and,
here.
And there's silence. Do you notice? You don't
well,
hear
just,
a bird.
Just listen, just listen.
No. Silence.
Silence, okay.
Silence. Right, now, usually I'd have a laurel.
Now, I see you have a big laurel here on this side. Now, that's a non-native. That's not a particularly good plant to have in your garden to start with.
Why isn't it?
Because it's non-native and it doesn't attract a lot of insects.
But that's where the birds are at night, usually.
Right.
And first thing in the morning. We have none of that this year. Silence first thing in the morning. Silence at twilight, which is very unusual.
Okay.
And that's what they... That's what... And if I come down and I just clap once and there's silence and then they all start up again. We've had none of that this year.
Now, this year or in the recent past?
This summer.
This summer.
This summer.
And would it be just in the last maybe month or so?
No, even longer. Even longer
now,
than
I hear pigeons there in the background.
Would you hear pigeons? We are plagued with pigeons.
Okay,
but
well,
the
come
small
on, let's walk up.
But the small birds...
Now,
the small birds are gone. We have a blackbird on the front lawn, a couple of them. There would be a robin's nest. There would be a robin's nest.
Okay.
We'd have thrushes. There are no small...
You have a bird here in the garden.
Two hens, two lovely hens. Do you hear her?
I can hear her. Yeah,
she's
lovely.
Beautiful. Now, the pigeons come and they're going to die of starvation from the pigeons. But... There's no small birds around.
Okay, and up at the top of the garden I see here you've a number of trees as well there.
Now, there was always a feral cat down there.
Right.
Now, and I wouldn't ever be coming down this far either.
Right.
No. Now, John would feed birds here all the time. But he had stuff out here yesterday now and it wasn't taken either.
Okay.
So it's the silence. It's the silence.
So you're worried that your small birds are disappearing.
My small birds. Swallows, starlings who have plagued us for 30 years up on the roof of the house, thrushes, starlings and robins.
Okay.
Now, a robin was back the other day and washing himself in a bit of a rainwater puddle. But other than that...
Just to make a liar of you, is that it?
Just to make a liar of me.
Okay, well, also with us today is Maura Turner from Limerick Birdwatch Ireland. Maura, what type of birds would you expect in a garden like this here in Limerick?
Yeah, well, I suppose the ones that Mavis mentioned, you know, blackbird, thrush. I'd expect to see sparrows, which you don't seem to have mentioned there, and probably a couple of wrens. Now, I'm just after seeing a wagtail flying by there just a minute ago, just to now make a liar of Maeve again. But so they'd be the sort of birds. Starlings, you've mentioned that you do get a lot of them, so you should get those here because the sort of trees and the roosting areas that seem to be around. Now, we've heard a pigeon earlier there.
Yeah.
You can probably hear it there now.
Yeah, and looking up, can we just walk back this way and look at the back of the house there? You can see actually... there's about 15 or 16 pigeons up
24
there.
24 every morning, at least 24. They wait until the hens are fed. They swoop down. I hang around in the hope they'll go away. The minute I disappear, they swoop down and steal the chickens, and then they're gone. And they stay away most of the day, but their times are good. They come in the morning, they come in the evening, and you get a few of them on the roof all the time, the opportunistic ones.
And how long have you been feeding the hens for?
Well, I always have hens.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be... dozens of pigeons this time. Dozens of them. Now, having said that, the hens were always down there and the pigeons could have been down there and I wouldn't have noticed half of them. But they're up near... The chickens are up nearer the house now, so I'm noticing the pigeons.
Well, it might be a case, too, that you told me earlier on that the starlings used to be on the roof there.
Yeah, and they lived in the eave boxes and I found them in the attic on occasion. And they're everywhere there.
Well, the pigeons seem to have taken over there.
They have, most certainly. Most certainly. A lot of pigeons on the roof. If I could get rid of them, I'd be delighted. Could you tell me anything about that?
Stop feeding the hens.
Well, maybe I'll have... Unless I cage the hens now to feed them. But the pigeons are a bigger nuisance than the starlings were. But I'd hate to think that the birds weren't going to come back. And they've definitely been gone. But I'd hate to think they weren't going to come back.
Well, I don't think you need worry too much, because I think it's just the time of the year we're at, because we're now just coming into early autumn and the birds, they'll have finished breeding. So you're not going to have all that mad dash through the garden of all of the mummies and daddies coming in feeding the babies, and then the sounds of the babies in the nest. Earlier on in the year, you would have heard a lot of them because they would have been calling, they would have been singing and that. You don't have that now. They're also molting at this time of the year. And when they're molting, they're losing their feathers and they're that bit more vulnerable to predators. They just can't seem to get away as much. What do you think, Maura?
Yeah, no, I think I agree with that, because even in my own garden, I've noticed the robin and starlings would come in, some of the blackbirds, they are moving around very slowly. And I notice here as well, you have some rooks up here, and even on your ground there, you have what they've thrown off the roof. So I think there is a fear of, as you say, predators, and they just may not be able to move as quickly. But I think they seem to have moved off into different areas as well. You have a lot of larger trees down by the canal, so possibly they're just not using your place here at the moment, you know, as a
roost. Do you think, is it possible so that the pigeons have chased them off?
I don't think so. Remember again the time of the year. This is the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, as you well know. So there's lots of plants with plenty of fruit on it at the moment. So what you're going to find for the likes of the fruits, you're going to have the blackbirds and the thrushes. They're going to go away. They don't really want to feed on what you have here in the garden. They would much rather the natural foods. And I'm sure there's lots of fields around with wheat and grains and that. All of the sparrows, they're going to move out and they're going to feed on that. And then when that's gone, then they'll come back to you.
Yes, but after 30 years of being plagued by starlings, they didn't nest here this year.
Right, OK. That might be... This is a very small garden. Right. Yeah. It might be some local cause. It could be a sparrowhawk maybe in the garden at that particular time. It might have frightened them off. Okay. I don't know, but it could be something like that. But I do know, more. There are starling murmurations around Limerick, aren't there?
Oh, there are, yeah, yeah. There's one out around the Croom, Ballingarry area. Usually that takes place November to January. They would attract all the starlings from maybe 20 kilometres away, so maybe some of your starlings would go towards that.
So the starlings you would have probably had for a number of years, they might be going off to these murmurations.
And going off somewhere else then to nest?
Well, not so much to nest. The murmuration only occurs in winter time, and that's there. It's like a big dormitory. It's where they all come in and they all go to bed together. Anything up to, what? How many have you got here?
They start around 180,000 up to 200,000, maybe up to quarter of a million. So, you know, it's an amazing conglomeration of birds.
That's a lot of birds.
Yeah, and that's probably where your starlings are. But I wouldn't worry. I think it's seasonal, really.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I would imagine it is. And the main concern would have been that it's not seasonal, that it has happened over a period of time. But this seems to be your first year that
first
it has.
First year that we've missed occurred. The birds. Yeah. It's the silence in the morning.
Well, talking about the silence, if you think, why do birds sing? They sing for one or two reasons. Number one, to attract a mate. So that happens early in the year, probably May or June or so. They also sing to advertise a territory. Now, once they've had the babies, from about late June onwards, they're concentrating now on feeding the babies, so they're not singing so much. So just because you don't hear birds singing in the garden doesn't mean that they're not actually in the garden. And I see you've got quite a lot of tall trees here. Take, for instance, the blue tits. Once they leave with their families, they tend to go up very high in the trees and they tend to stay out of the way. You don't see them as much, but they will be there. So it's just a case that you're not seeing them. Because you don't hear them doesn't mean that they're not there.
I'm just conscious of silence.
Yeah.
And not a lot of bird sound this summer, this year.
But it would be fairly common, more, wouldn't I? I'd be right in saying that at this time of the year, it's a lull or it's a quiet time of the year for the birds.
There is definitely a lull. But if you look around, Maeve lives really in the city here. But you have the canal beside you and you have a huge amount of wooded areas and a lot of different sort of shrubbery.
Ditches and
it is a special area of conservation out here on the canal. So you're going to have lots of shrubs and whatever that will attract these. They may just want to roost there. They may feed on insects out there that are not in your garden just at the moment. So I think they're around, but certainly the silence is disturbing for you because you think you'd like to hear them. And maybe you have a thing against the pigeons here.
Maybe I have a feud with the pigeons. I just would hate to think that they wouldn't come back.
Well, I would nearly bet money that come the first frosts of the winter,
I'll be feeding them.
And I think you might be on the phone to us and saying, Terry, guess what? The birds.
They're all back.
So I think we'll just have to wait until then to see how it goes. But I wouldn't worry.
All right, Terry. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks to everybody who took part in that report.
They're manifestos to see if promises to me were just a joke.